For the first time in 12 years, voters heading to the polls in Santa Rosa County will be choosing a new superintendent of schools. Three Republican candidates are vying to replace incumbent Tim Rosdick, who's retiring. The candidates for Santa Rosa School Superintendent are Dr. Karen Barber, David Gunter, and Michael Thorpe. Each serves in the current administration and should be well-versed in issues facing the district. Barber, who's from a military family, has 33 years of experience from pre-K through college, with 23 years as an educator in Santa Rosa. She spent the last 11 years as Director of Federal Programs.
I've written grants for over $80 million of resources and support for students and teachers in every school.
This is Barber detailing some of her accomplishments on WSRE's Rally 2020 Candidate Forum.
I've developed programs for reading in all our elementary schools, a housing program for homeless families, a support program for at-risk youth, and our district-wide STEM education program that inspires students and teachers to think critically and work collaboratively.
I was the first web design teacher in the county. I was the first teacher in the county to develop an online gradebook.
Michael Thorpe is Director of Instructional Technology and Professional Development for the school district. He outlines some of the many firsts he's recorded in his 27 years of experience, all in Santa Rosa, as a teacher, principal, and district administrator.
I was the first principal in the county to start an aviation academy and an advanced manufacturing academy. I've led our district's professional development program, who is now nationally recognized. I'm the only principal in the history of the state of Florida that ever moved a school from a level D to a level A in one school year.
Also seeking to become Santa Rosa superintendent is David Gunter, who currently serves as Director of Labor Relations and Compliance for the district. Gunter touts his combination of 20 years in education with his background in business.
Having successfully earned both graduate and undergraduate degrees from colleges of businesses at major universities, along with running a successful business prior to entering education, I possess the unique skill set to ensure taxpayers will see business-minded accountability and a positive return on their investment in Santa Rosa County schools.
On the rally program, the candidates were asked about the most important issues facing the school district. Each placed priority on providing a learning environment that's safe from COVID-19, dealing with the budgetary fallout from the coronavirus, and managing the rapid growth of the district, which now has almost 31,000 students. Another question, provided by the League of Women Voters, centered on how the candidates plan to maintain quality education for students in the face of today's challenges. Gunter says it will be important to continue the good work already underway in the high-performing district.
We need to continue focusing on the STEAM initiative that has been put in place, the science, technology, engineering, and arts and math. But we also need to look to the future. And when I say look to the future, we need to look at those students who aren't going to college, and it's okay that we realize that as a community. I want to see every student graduate with a diploma in one hand and an industry certification in the other, which will give them the opportunities to be successful.
For Thorpe, maintaining quality education now and in the future hinges on hiring quality teachers in conjunction with initiatives such as the one he developed to mentor them.
The mentoring program increased our retention rate from 79% to 95%, so we must ensure quality teachers in that classroom. Secondly, we need to make sure we have a robust technology program for students across the entire school district. For students to be ready for the world of work in the future, they must experience technology at a very deep level while in our school system.
Barber also noted the importance of technology in education moving forward.
I'm responsible for the district's CARES Act application, $4 million, and we're utilizing that for iPads, laptops, high-quality digital distance curriculum. We're training our teachers and our students to be adept and skilled at digital learning, whether in a brick and mortar or from a distance.
Teacher salaries in Santa Rosa County are traditionally lower than neighboring counties. How can you ensure
this question about how the superintendent candidates would recruit and offer more competitive wages for teachers came at the inaugural Santa Rosa County debate. The event was held July 25th at Ye Old Brothers Brewery in Navarre, in partnership with Navarre Press. Barber noted the district is receiving almost $5 million to increase teacher pay, with 80% going to those making less than $47,500.
To make $47,500 right now in Santa Rosa County, you need to be at year 16. Wow. We can do better. We have to do better. So we really need to be transparent about the funds that we have coming in and determine what is the most important factor in student learning. It is the teacher. And we have to commit to that.
Thorpe says he's excited about the salary boost for new teachers, such as his daughter and daughter-in-law, but he's devastated for veteran teachers like his wife, who've largely been left out.
It is so hard for me to see our veteran teachers going through what they're going through right now, and we have to help fix this problem. As superintendent, I have to be in Tallahassee. I have to be working on helping our veteran teachers get a fair shake in this situation.
Gunter added that the key to attracting and keeping teachers is by including them in the decision-making process.
We need to put in some advisory panels so we can talk to teachers about what they want. I think really it's an issue where you just improve communication. You need to make sure you got them circled in on the decision-making. Let them set priorities for them if they need more time, if they need planning periods, if they need resources.
David Gunter, Michael Thorpe, and Karen Barber, all Republican candidates for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. The winner of the race, which is a universal primary, will win the election. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.